Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 15th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and what a joy it is again this morning to share a portion from God's Word with you and hopefully to encourage you as well. Today's message is titled, Faithful Messengers, with a rather obscure scripture text from 2 Chronicles 36, verse 15.
The Lord, the God of their fathers, sent word to them through his messengers again and again, because he had pity on his people and on his dwelling place.
During our daughter's 6 years in the church youth group, Stan and Deb have been the leaders. Each week, they, along with several other adult volunteers, seek to impact young people for Christ, countering the ungodly influences from the world that youth are barraged with. Last night following the service, Esther insisted that I take a picture of her along with Stan and Deb. Stan is a hard-working chicken farmer, and his wife homeschools the youngest of their three sons. They are a family seeking to live for Jesus Christ. Several years ago, I had the privilege of conducting the marriage service for their oldest son.
It seems almost daily we see news in which we react, wow, has our cultural slide really gotten this bad? On a parents' night in Astaire's school here in Lancaster County, we noticed a poster essentially promoting immorality. There's a danger to getting used to what shocked us in the past, and if we are not on our guard in maintaining high standards, we gradually become tolerant to the point of acceptance. After all, acceptance and tolerance are presented as the main virtues in our postmodern world.
I wanted to write there, along with diversity as the world understands it. Well, consider the final days of Judah to its fall in captivity into Babylon. There are some outstanding parallels between this time and our own. The daily verse is referring to this period. The Lord, the God of their fathers, sent word to them through his messengers again and again. We have been abundantly blessed with messengers who have faithfully declared God's word. A relatively few of these messengers have been famous and would be recognized by many listeners. But the vast majority, much like Stan and Deb, labor virtually unknown outside their own church and community.
These faithful messengers call people to believe, repent, and to serve God. On several occasions, Stephen and I have caught the end of a youth service and heard Stan passionately challenge the kids to follow the Lord.
These messengers faithfully witness for Christ with their lives and words. They're in virtually every neighborhood and workplace all around the world. What kind of responses to their message do many of them receive? Well, often the same as the messengers of old. The scripture goes on in verse 16 today to say, regarding the recipients, but they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and misused his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no remedy.
Faithful Christian witness, you're in good company as you continue to proclaim God's truth to a generation where few want to hear. Continue to proclaim the eternal truths of God's word with your life, with your words, and with your faithful acts of service, even when you're mocked.
And finally, as I close my portion today, consider these words from our Lord Jesus Christ. They're found in John 15. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obey my teaching, they will obey yours. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me.
Let's pray together. Father, how grateful we are for those who lend support, provide godly instruction, and give direction to our children during a very critical time period in their lives. What a wonderful blessing they are to parents who are committed to raising their children in the ways of the Lord. Help these godly servants never to give up in sowing seeds of right living. For if they are faithful to your calling, they will reap a harvest of young people committed to following you and doing your will. Amen.
Amen. Well, this is a joy to share with you today. And rather hard message, but a very important one for us to hear in our day. We do have a couple of additional resources up on our website today. We're at www.dailyencouragement.net. The resources we have, we do have a photo taken just last night of Stan and Deb along with Esther, the one I wrote that she insisted that we take following the meeting. Also, I have a photo I found taken some time back of Esther along with Stan in his large chicken barn. They grow organic chickens, and it's a cute picture of chicks, the baby chicks, just as they come. We often put a song up today, and the song that really came to mind is a song titled This Little Child. And there are actually two versions directly from the artist's website, Scott Wesley Brown, who I believe in my earliest days of being a Christian was just coming around as a popular Christian singer. And although he's no longer hip or popular today, he's still serving the Lord, and he has an active website, and thankfully he shares his ministry. Two full version songs right from his website, there are links to. It's an interesting title, This Little Child, but it does deal with the issues that I spoke of, the breakdown of culture and society, and the need to continue to stay faithful to the Lord. Well, blessings to each podcast listener today, and we are grateful that we have this opportunity to share. Please pass the messages along as you see them fit. Anything that we place up on the web or as podcast, we desire be spread around and shared. May God bless you today as you are, like us, we pray, a faithful messenger.